catechesis. We'll pick up where we left off last time with the Articles of Religion in the back of the prayer book on page 633. We pick up with Article 13 of Works Before Justification. Works done before the grace of Christ and the inspiration of His Spirit are not pleasant to God, for as much as they spring not of faith in Jesus Christ, either do they make men meet to receive grace, or, as the school authors say, deserve grace of congruity. Yea, rather, for that they are not done as God hath willed and commanded them to be done, we doubt not but that they have the nature of sin. So this is building off of the last couple of articles, Article 11 of the Justification of Man and Article 12 of Good Works. And you remember in Article 11, we are accounted righteous before God only for the merit of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, by faith and not for our own works or deserving. Our justification comes from Christ, not from us, not from our works, not for our deserving. And then Article 12 talks about what then are good works? What are we to do once we are regenerated by Christ, by His Spirit? The good works don't save us, but we are called to do those things that bring honor to the Lord. And it mentions that we see the good works, the works that are pleasing to God, spring out of our faith, and they are produced like fruit from a tree. And so then we are here at Article 13. Again, talking about works, good works, so-called. And what does this article say? That if we are not redeemed, if we are not regenerated, if we are not justified by Christ, those works that we consider to be good deeds are nothing. They are worthless. In fact, it says they have the nature of sin, the very last phrase there. They are not done as God has willed and commanded them. In other words, we cannot be obedient to God unless we are first in a right standing with Him, in a right relationship with Him. Thinking back to justification, what does that mean? We are placed, we are justified, we are placed in right standing with God. Think of that in a legal sense. If you're a criminal, there's a warrant out for your arrest. You're not in good standing. You know, there's some question about your character. You've been condemned. You're not in good standing. But through Christ, we are justified. Through Adam, we are all made sinners. Through Adam, we all receive death. Through Christ, we are all made alive. Through Adam, we are all condemned. Through Christ, we are all redeemed. Through Adam, we were cast out of the presence of God the Father. Through Christ, we are brought into His bosom. And therefore, the so-called good deeds that we did before He changed us, before He regenerated us, are not pleasant. So this is how we can refer to this. We can look back on our life before Christ's work in us. And we can also look at those others in the world who do not show any evidence of justification, of regeneration. And no matter how good their deeds may seem, they're actually repugnant to God. They are not acceptable. They are not good because they are still under the curse that God has placed upon them. God has placed them under the curse because of their sin, and their curse is death. Dead men do no good deeds. If you ever go down to the cemetery expecting to have someone do something good for you, to help you out with something? No. So that's what this article is saying here. That good deeds are only good. Any deed is only good after Christ has regenerated us and made us His children alive in Him. Let's look at Article 14 of works of supererogation. Voluntary works besides, over, and above God's commandments, which they call works of supererogation, cannot be taught without arrogancy and impiety. For by them men do declare that they do not only render unto God as much as they are bound to do, but that they do more for His sake than a bounden duty is required. Whereas Christ saith plainly, when you have done all that you are commanded to say, when you have done all that are commanded to you, say, we be unprofitable servants. You've done everything the Lord has required of you. You're still an unprofitable servant, He says. Our profitability depends upon Christ's atoning work. So what is this saying here? You keep the commandments. You do not lie. You do not steal. You do not murder. That is your duty. That is our duty before God. Do you get more credit for doing more things? No. Our works cannot achieve anything for the salvation of our souls. There is nothing that we can do that is not a duty we owe to the Lord. He has given us everything we need through the work of Jesus Christ, through the redemption of our souls. And so we owe our lives to Him. We owe everything to Him. Just because I've kept the Ten Commandments for a little while, if I go above that and I do something else, does that mean anything? No. I'm not gaining any extra merit or credibility, any extra blessing from God, because everything in my life depends upon Him. All I do, I owe to the Lord. Put this in its historical context. The Roman Catholic Church, and something that was particularly emphasized at the time of the Reformation, the Catholic Church teaches that there is a treasury of merit, that the saints lay up merit in heaven. In other words, some people are holy, and they're even a little extra holy. Now, you and I can be just average holy people redeemed by God, but some people are especially holy, and their extra works of holiness are stored up in heaven. They're putting extra money into the bank account, so to speak. There's extra credit there. So when I am over my credit limit, I can call on God to move some of their credit into my account. This is exactly what this article is speaking to. There is no such thing. Works of supererogation, those things above what we're required to do, there is no such thing. All we have, all we do For the Lord is but our common necessary duty. There is no treasury of merit of the saints. The things that we do are only meaningful, looking at these two articles here together. The things that we do for the Lord are only meaningful because He has redeemed us and given us the authority and power to do them. And we can do no more than is our duty. We claim the merit of Jesus Christ. Our works are good and acceptable only because of Christ's merit. Our soul is redeemed only because of Christ. Now, if I seem to be emphasizing that over and over when we talk about these articles or in my sermons, it's because that's essential to our faith, that we are justified by Christ, not by ourselves, not by good wishes, not by good deeds, only by Jesus Christ, the righteous. So we'll stop there.